Back here for my weekly visit with head men's hockey coach Ben Barr, coming off a weekend pretty much the way you said it was going to be last week, that UMass would come out, they play hard, they play heavy, they have really good scorers. Came away with 2 points, and I got to think you thought, should have come away with a few more.
Well, I don't know if we, I'm not so sure about that. You know, the first night, we go down 3-0 in the first period, and you know, like, we might have played better the first night overall, statistically, than we did the second night, and found a way to come back in the third, which was a good sign. We've done that this year a few times. We got a resilient group. You know, just didn't play well enough as a group against a team that, you know, obviously was motivated and playing for a lot, and we were playing for a lot, and we didn't match the intensity to the level we needed to, so we had to learn from it.
I always say that in big games, your best players have to be at their best. Saturday night, save Albie made at the end of the game has made every highlight reel, I think, from ESPN to to Fargo to Beijing. But you mentioned that second period. You're down 2-0. You lost the previous night 5-1, and you get a goal, a beautiful pass from Nadeau to Antonacci, not the guy you figure is going to be scoring down low like that. And then Nick Nemo makes just a beautiful move and beats Robel. That kind of scoring coming from places that you haven't expected, it has been happening more lately. I've been getting more.
Yeah. No, that's a good sign that been getting some goals from, you know, obviously Nicky's got one and Peach had one there, you know, the weekend before, and Antonacci his first goal in a couple of years. So that's a good sign. We definitely need to get everybody, you know, at this time of the year, you need your guys that are, you know, that are your guys, you know, playing their best. So hopefully we can get to that. It's not that they're not playing hard or anything like that. But yeah, the depth has really helped. It's really helped us the last few weeks, and it's been good to see.
One of the things that UMass was very successful doing was clogging up the middle and getting you guys on the outside a lot. When you got behind the defense, you got the 2 goals. How do you strategize that? How do you say, okay, everybody's trying to clog up the middle, what do we got to do?
I think just having juice to, you know, we defended a lot last weekend, and when you defend a lot, you end up, hey, I'm going to get the zone, or I'm going to go for a line change. And so you only get a forecheck with one guy or 2 guys, and you need 3 to 5 guys to forecheck. And we didn't have a lot of that last weekend just because we didn't manage the puck very well. We didn't hold on to the puck very well, so we were chasing the game a lot. Obviously, on Saturday, we killed 15 minutes of penalties or something, which was a little ridiculous. That's never really a formula to have juice. That 5-minute major that we killed at the end of the second was actually a really big boost for us just to get through that, but it's not a formula for having a lot of juice up the end.
Yeah, and you get whistled for 5 penalties, including a major. They get whistled for 1.
Yeah.
And neither of us are here to criticize the officials, but things did not balance out over the weekend in that, but that 5-minute, yeah, the 5-minute kill was really exciting to watch if you're a fan. I mean, it's got to be far more nerve-wracking on the bench than it is on the TV. Yeah. But one of the things that I thought was pretty stellar there was that it was a very aggressive penalty kill. You weren't sitting back and trying to block shots and flip them down the ice. You had a couple of chances, actually, at goals. You've been really good on the penalty kill this year. I mean, Maine has been one of the best in the country. Obviously, your goalie has to be great. Yeah. Obviously, your defensemen have to be great. But it seemed that as the year has progressed, the forwards have become better at killing penalties, better at anticipating angles and the like. How much time can you spend? In football, they say spend 15% of your time on special teams.
It's funny. We talked about this yesterday as a staff, like, you know, Alfie runs our penalty kill. It's done a good job. And, you know, obviously Albie is a big part of that. You know, sometimes, you know, it didn't feel like we really did anything great, you know, as far as any individual part of our game was great last weekend. you know, it's sometimes the things you spend the least amount of time on. Penalty kill is tough. You can work on it. You get a little scared to work on it because a lot of it involves blocking shots. You work on that in practice, and all of a sudden you get a broken foot or a broken ankle or something. Or you know, so it's one of those things. It's tough to work on a ton. You know, so it's more of a mentality, and you know, you work on your rotations and what you're trying to do. But a big part of it is, can you win a face-off, get it down? Can you stop the entries and don't give them easy entries, so they don't feel comfortable in the zone? And then that 5-minute major, I thought we did a really good job of that.
Yeah. Shootouts. You've been really good at shootouts. Yeah. No one wants to be in that position. You want to win before that. Yeah. And again, Albie has been part of that success. But you got some guys that when they're alone with a goalie, score a lot. And they don't necessarily score as much 5-on-5. I mean, there's got to be a talent in that, which I certainly never had as a player, right?
Yeah.
But are you going into a game saying, well, if we go to a shootout, we'll use these guys? Or just right before you say, hey, these are the three?
Yeah. Well, honestly, Elfie watches that stuff. Because we should have a shootout every Thursday in practice just for fun. And you know, Elfie watches the goalie piece of it, you know. And I will say, I've never seen a goalie as good in the shootouts as Elvin. Like, it's just, he's like automatic, and he makes it look easy. You know, so that gives our guys a ton of confidence. And we have a couple guys that, you know, are pretty confident when they go down there. Sully is obviously always seems to score. Yeah. And, you know, Nicky is good at it. So, you know, that this, it's not something you honestly really think about as a coach, because it's a weird part of the game, and we won't have any more of those this year because we're in the playoffs now, so you don't go to shootouts. But obviously it's been a positive for us this year, which is nice.
Now, you don't know who's coming to town Saturday yet. Five teams have a bye. You got six teams playing to get down to three. At this point of the season, it really doesn't matter who you're playing because you've seen them three times, right? I mean, you know each team, you know their people. So this week, I imagine you're not even thinking about who you're playing. You're working on whatever you feel you most need to work on.
Yeah, for the next couple of days at least, you know, we have to get back to playing, you know, like how we play our best. And we've been very sporadic with that in the second half. You know, we got to find our identity again. That's really going to be the key to us, you know, having hopefully some longevity in the playoffs here is just, you know, playing an aggressive, up-tempo, hard-nosed game. And we've shown spurts of it at times, and it just hasn't been consistent for us the last, you know, couple months. So that's what we're focusing on. We got to find that and hopefully find that mojo again a little bit going into playoffs, and that's what we're focused on this week.
Well, I'm sure you'll get plenty of help from the home crowd this weekend. The game is obviously sold out. Everybody's pretty excited about it. Wish you the best. Can't wait till Saturday, and we'll talk again next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, Ben.